You are listening to Bit Podcast, a business podcast series produced by Bitpod on behalf of PKF Malta.
Welcome to this another episode of Bitpod. Today with us we have Crisil Penta, who is the founder and the mind behind the popular brand M Vintage. She is a successful female entrepreneur and she is also a working mother. She is here with us to discuss her story, what drives her passion every day, and also how she manages to create a work-life balance. So, thank you, Crisil, for being here with us today, and we are very honored to have you on board.
Thank you for inviting me, and it's a pleasure for me to be here and to share my story.
Thank you. To start with, can you tell us a bit of your story? How did you start your business?
Well, I always had a very big passion for branding, for jewelry. I had my daughter, Francesca, who's now 11 years old, started the business 10 years ago. I was faced by a lot of challenges being employed, and I felt that I couldn't manage that well at that time. So I started my own business. I created my own jewelry brand, and jewelry was a passion together with branding. Mm-hmm. But the story always was because I wanted to do something, try to leave a better world for her in terms of woman empowerment. I was going through a very hard phase myself, you know, like how people see now it's a bit better. But, you know, back then when a woman gets pregnant, you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't customary, literally. Automatically, you're sort of, there's no place for you in the workplace. Very much of a cultural stigma. You should be home with her. A woman's place is not at work once you have kids, which makes it also very, very challenging because obviously then you don't get the support you need. Mm-hmm. And the situation is already very difficult. I mean, and it was very traumatic for me. I mean, I used to manage a company. I used to work in the watch and the jewelry business. I had a number of stores, a number of employees, which I used to, all of a sudden I'm home alone with a daughter, changing diapers and just waiting for her to get up and to breastfeed her, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was for me, not saying a word, not having any adult conversation. And I was like, I said to myself, look, I need to do something for her, you know, because it's like my way of, everybody shows love in different ways. My way was I want to do something for her and trying to fight this battle and try to voice my through the jewelry because I've always been very artistic. Mm-hmm. Pass on this message, you know, that us women should believe more in ourselves and we all go through very hard times. But no matter what, we all need to always keep fighting, you know, and get back on our feet. And if not for us, for the generations to come. Because we are the ones that have to set the example.
Exactly. So you wanted to sort of leave a legacy for your daughter, managed to do very successfully, because I can say that it is one of the most popular brands in Malta. What was your key driving force of becoming a successful entrepreneur, do you think?
My biggest driving force was her, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I always struggled to set the example for her. It wasn't easy at all. I mean, mm-hmm. I started with no funding. I had 2 square meters that I had rented, managed to convince the management of Tinia Point to rent me out 2 square meters in the corridors. And I developed what is today is quite a popular concept, having kiosks in the shopping center.
Yes.
And from there, Soma 2 became 4, 4 became 6. We opened other locations and now we have 10 stores and online as well.
Yes. I could also see that increased your reach and you also deliver worldwide, right? Internationally.
Yes, we also offer that service. Mm-hmm. Soma 10 years, I don't know, some people might say long, short, but people say for what you have achieved in 10 years, becoming a household brand. They say it's quite a long journey, a short journey, but for me, it was very, very long, very intensive. You know, every day is so intensive. Mm-hmm. There's so many things we're doing. We're working on the product development, which I still do myself. And there's such a big passion now, for not just from myself, but the whole team, to put across what we believe in. And nowadays, working as well with a lot of philanthropical foundations, with a lot of other women, especially the ones who are not the majority in society, like foundations which support disabilities or any particular sicknesses which are very, like fibromyalgia, which are niche groups. We also work a lot with Women for Women foundations, supporting women who are going through domestic violence. And so there's a lot of work to do. And it seems, it feels like the more a time passes and the more we're vested in this mission of ours, there's always more and more things that need to be looked into, more awareness that needs to be communicated with our community. Mm-hmm. But I'm very proud to say that in 10 years, things have changed a lot for the better. And there's much more awareness. And it's not just us. Before, I mean, I think I was one of the first women here in Malta voicing awareness for other women to try to encourage them to go back into the workplace, be financially independent, and have the confidence they need, and not feel like they are the weaker or the more disadvantaged sex.
Now it's getting better, I can say, but there is still a bit of a stigma, sort of, as you were saying, that as soon as you have a baby, basically, you're supposed to be at home. I mean, I've had also myself comments in the past from my previous employer who used to tell me, you know, Issa, you get married and now you'd have a baby and that's it. How do you manage yourself to find a balance of being both a working mother and also a successful female entrepreneur?
Well, balance is, I must say, it's very, very hard. I mean, I'm fully committed to both of them. I try as much as possible whenever I have time with my daughter. It's quality time. You can't compare to a full-time mother who has more time. But I have quality time. In my head, I'm sort of, if I'm home, you know, I got home and now I'm spending my time with her. Jessica comes to the office after school. She knows she has to do her homework. And then we go home and it's our time together, our leisure time. So, you know, I try to set a mindset where I say, Isma, now I'm here, I'm with her. And, you know, like she says, thinking of certain things because of work, because I can't do anything right now. So that I will deal with tomorrow. And I realize that sometimes it's trying to do a lot of things at the same time gets you to be anxious because you're not at work and not being the good mother. And if you're at work thinking of being guilty because I'm not with her, I'm not doing my work properly. Sometimes I do feel guilty because I'm not being a good mother with her because I don't give her that much time, maybe that, you know, and that as much as she needs, even though I've never missed any activities or, you know, I've always been there for her. If, you know, but somebody once told me that, you know, we all give our kids something different. Everybody gives, we're all different people with different qualities. And what I gave my daughter, for Francesca, for example, now that she's turning 12 soon in September, I can see, for example, she's become very independent. She's very enterprising. She's very artistic, very creative. She's building now slowly, even if she's struggling, self-confidence, you know, and these things I feel are all values that I gave her, that me and Soma and her dad. She's not just my work. She's obviously, there's also the dad. And we always had equal roles in the parenting, which is also very important for her to be brought up in our kids and so on, not just Francesca, to be brought up in that environment because they will live to the values that they see that they live into. Mm-hmm. Some time ago, there was an event. And I said, like, because what the kids are, they are absorbing a lot from us. And tomorrow, they're going to be us, who we are. And if, for example, a woman is told, you know, go wash the dishes, you know, she just goes wash the dishes and is submissive to, for example, house chores, because house chores seems to be one of the biggest issues which attributed to women. And you're always saying anything and you're just going to do them. Obviously, the kids are going to assume it's going to be embedded in them that be doing the chores and there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. That is the problem with our parents' generation. I mean, that's how they were brought up. So personally, I agree totally with you that we should set an example and show our kids that we are not just mothers, of course, we are their mothers and their mentors, but also we are setting an example for them that we work hard to achieve what we want in life. And also this would be an example for their wives, for their husbands, you know, going forward, and their children. I truly believe that. I am also a mother myself, so I understand where you're coming from.
And now for a quick intermission. At PKF Malta, we are enthusiastic about encouraging startups to flourish. We provide a wide range of professional services necessary for startups to take off, such as assistance with company formation, license applications, setting up bank accounts, auditing, accounting, and tax advice. We've also founded Bitpod, which provides startups with readily available office space. Email us on info@pkfmalta.com to find out more.
It's a mindset, and it's not just for the girls, but especially even more for the boys, because the boys need to be educated on how to treat the girls as their
equals. As their wives, yes, as their partners in life, and not who helps with the kids, with their kids, and with the house chores.
It's a pity, though, because the kids are bringing such a beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. And in reality, it's a pity that so many men are missing out on it as well. If both men and women had to experience, contribute economically and equally enjoy their time with their kids and the experience they are bringing, you know, it would be a win-win for all society. Workforce is obviously stronger in our community because a lot of women have so much talent, and the men are enjoying more of the family time.
You believe that you had more struggles when building your brand because of the fact that you are also a mother, something which prohibited you from working towards what you needed to be?
Mela, yes, I had a lot of struggles because I was a woman, because I was a mother, and I had a lot of struggles because I was 29 years old. It was a huge struggle. And until today, I still have a lot of limitations. Managing a brand like Vintage, and now also created a new brand, Chica, and working on new projects, working on new shops. It's not a full-time job. It's a 24-hour job. You know, like I struggle sometimes, for example, in going to certain networking events, into mingling with other business people and finding the time to go out maybe for a lunch. Don't have time for any of it. Just do the essentials, of the survival essentials. Why? Because I choose. My daughter comes from school at 3 o'clock. To be flexible, you know, I try to go home and then I just look into my emails there, and there's some reporting I can do on my own, you know, but sometimes it's really, really tough because I need to be at the office. I need to, and some managed.
But you manage.
I manage. And yes. It's not just me. I have a very, very good team, yes, who's supporting me and who I support a lot. So it's very much of a give and take and a win-win.
Yes.
So it's not just, and Vintage is not me, and Vintage is all of us. So we're around 95 people here today.
Quite a big organization, 95. So well done for that.
Thank you.
And what gives you the strength to deal with your challenges each and every day? Mm-hmm. As soon as you wake up, what do you think? It's the first thing that motivates you in the morning.
I get asked this question quite a lot, especially by sometimes I see people underestimating it a lot, underestimating how important it is to keep, because I work a lot every day. I mean, my purpose in life is my daughter, obviously. And yes, it has always been like that. And it will always remain. She's the most important thing to me, no matter what. I don't come from a very wealthy background. I self-funded the business. I funded money from the banks. I never had the capital as a company to be able to set up this business and to keep operating it and to keep growing it. So for me, it's always going to be her. But I get a lot of motivation from my employees. And sometimes I tell them, like, you don't realize, my job is to motivate you, but you don't realize how important it is sometimes to motivate your management as well. It's a give and take.
Yes.
The day when I see them happy and appreciating at least whatever we do, you feel happy that at least, you know, we're there, everything is good, we're strong together. Yes.
And everyone pulls the same rope. I think even, for example, if I don't know how you work, but for example, they come in with a new idea themselves and you can see that they contribute and they are motivated. That gives you purpose as well, I would say.
A lot. You know? Thank God we're a group of creatives. So creative.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not miss out on. Sometimes even, for example, understanding each other. Now, an employee should always understand the management, from where the management is coming from when they come with certain ideas or certain policies. And the management needs to be more aware and more conscious of how an employee is thinking as well, their perspective on certain ideas. We have a very flat organization and we talk a lot with each other and I try to spend a lot of time with all of them. But, you know, the more you grow, unfortunately, this has become one of my biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. And it saddens me that I'm not able to spend enough time with all of them. Because yes. I tell them every often as I can, like that every one of them is very important to me, to the company, to the team. Because even if the cleaner doesn't come and she doesn't clean for a day, we miss a day. It's not a nice environment, you know.
It's true. And everyone is important in his own respect, I would say. That's what makes a good company and a good environment to work in, I would say.
That's it. Employees are the company's, the organs of the company, and all of us, this is the heart of Envintage that pumps everything. Most of the time, this is what I live for, you know, because there is a big responsibility at the end of the month to pay the salaries and to keep the company running. Every day, I feel like I do it for my daughter and I do it for them.
Necro.
Especially the growth part of it. I feel, I tell them, like, I feel sometimes, you know, like I've achieved my ambitions, you know, I got what I wanted, you know, I've reached my goals in life. I'm good, guys, you know, I'm happy with this. But then I see them, you know, and they're like, oh, let's do this. I'm like, you know, that motivates me. All the philanthropies that come knocking at our doors and you see how much more awareness is needed, how much more help is needed in our community. That makes me jump out of bed every morning, go for a quick shower and run off to the office. There's always so much to do.
Yes. That's really nice and inspiring. Is there anything that you would pinpoint as your biggest achievement so far?
Yes, I think it was definitely is the Woman of the Year event, which started last year in October. We nominated a number of women in our community, all attributing to different causes and all making a very huge change in their sector. And it was such a huge event. We had such a huge feedback. We had people engaged so much. And the premises were packed with people who attended.
Yes, I saw it, yes.
You know, because I feel that the biggest challenge that us women have been having, I mean, we are the biggest enemies that we have against ourselves. And we are the ones that, knowing how hard it is being a woman in this community, in this society, we should help other women, uplift them. It was something that reached, I think, the peak of my career, where we managed to create this event. We really managed to put other women on a pedestal, because as they deserve to be acknowledged of their great work they are doing for our society, for our community. And that is not something is not ever done. And is not recognized. And I think that needs, again, a lot of education and awareness towards.
I agree. I am curious, Crystal. You issue a lot of collections every 3 weeks, I think. You do issue quite a lot. And how do you manage to generate such ideas? It's really inspiring to me. And the ideas are quite distinct. For example, your latest collection about the flowers was really different and I wouldn't have thought of it, for example, myself. I'm not a creative, but how do you manage?
I work in the jewelry business, so it's something I live every day. So I believe in we're very much set. One, we're very focused. Two, we're a very creative team. So, and there are a lot of ideas. It's not just me. I always say there's two different roles. Managing the manager and the leader in the company. one of the most important roles that I have is to listen to other ideas, to listen to the team, and to make sure that we acknowledge those ideas and we implement them as well, because that is how then they are encouraged to come up with other ideas. So that is the team, the creativity of the team.
Yes.
Research and combine them. You know, and there's a lot of things also which come from our personal lives, passing through experiences. And in the past, a lot of inspiration was also accumulated from that. Like, for example, when we had goddesses, we had a very difficult years with COVID and, you know.
Yes, yes.
Getting out of the shell, getting out of everything. We're trying to start to reset. We're inspired a lot by our architecture. We have a lot of heritage. We absolutely adore. And we started off 10 years ago. Nobody appreciated anything.
No. In fact, that's what made you distinct from everything else, the jewelry business.
We spent the first 5 years not even saying we're Maltese, because when I used to be at the kiosk, they used to say, no, we don't. Meshias, this is Maltese. It was that bad. And then when we launched Monita, we launched Monita saying we are a Maltese brand. And that is the first time that I think we ever said it. We were proud of it. And I think that came a lot with a bit of confidence, because we had been 6 years in business and we were opening more shops. So we felt a bit confident to start saying it. And we said, no, listen, like we're always talking about empowering women, who we are. And I was really frustrated, because I really wanted to bring this out of the, you know, speak about this elephant in the room, you know, like, we're also Maltese. When we're proud to be Maltese, we're inspired about the things around us.
And it's really a shame, I would say, that you were passed over at your kiosk, because just you're a Maltese brand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a shame.
It was different when I started. Mm. Now there's more education. Now I think did a huge part in our society into getting people to appreciate it. And now I think we've inspired a lot of more these artists to bring out more products relating to our heritage. And a lot of companies are following suit.
It's true, yes.
It's good to see as well, because we don't want these things to go wasted. And at the end of the day, and as you said, proud moment too, like you become a leader because the others make you leader. So the woman empowerment message. Oh.
Yes, you were the first and the leader in this. So what's next for you for Envinted? What do you think you want to achieve next?
There's a lot of things we're working on. And it's really funny, because at the moment, you know, like, I started my business when I was nearly 30. I spent my 30s trying to prove myself, you know, and now, like, I'm going into my 40s and I'm like going to that phase, like, okay, now what are the 40s going to be? There's a lot that I'm working on. I'm always thinking of new ways inspiring women and working more on the philanthropical side. There's no such thing as slowing down.
That's really nice to hear. And if you had the chance to start over, what would you do differently? And what is your advice for women out there who want to become entrepreneurs and, you know, make something of themselves besides being an employee, for example?
If I had to be completely honest, because I'm very well known for my honesty, if I had to start over knowing everything I went through, I would definitely not start over. Because it's a terribly hard, scary journey, what I've went through, especially being a mother and a woman and not having the capital to grow, which eventually we managed, but it was very hard. So I don't think I'll have the guts to start again from the beginning. But the advice I give, because that is in the end of the day what kept me going, and it's not about you will fail. In reality, it only makes things harder. Everybody in this life, in his life journey, is looking for happiness. You know, and what is important is every day you sleep happy and you wake up happy. It has to happen that eventually, you know, you're setting up your own business, but you will only have the strength and the mental ability to do it if you're happy with and you're passionate for what you do. Because if you don't, it's impossible. The mindset, the strength you need mentally is,
yes, is it's hard. Mm-hmm. Especially to create a business from scratch. I can imagine it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Many people do not realize the sacrifices that I've had mm-hmm. every single day of my life, you know, for the business, which I do with my heart, Jeffrey, and I tell my employees, like, I believe in all of you more than anybody else, you know, and I do I believe in all of you. But it takes a lot too.
A lot, yes.
I thank you very much for your input. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you. I look forward to meeting you again. I look forward to your next collections.
Yes. Always.
Always. Nice. Don't issue too much. Don't issue too much. Because
I can tell you that we will never disappoint.
Oh my God. I have to save some more money.
Thank you for listening to Bit Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter